Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What do you mean it's not a stealth mission?
They seem resistant to some of the damage.
I'm glad we're in agreement.
Run and hide.
I'm in a number crisis over there.
I got your back, buddy. Don't worry.
Concussion Murray's doing great.
Because if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Spicy crab ball.
Yeah, but who's in the volcano lair?
It's a race to the bottom with the Alexes tonight.
Oh, I love watermelons on a skewer.
Where's the Thane?
He's wearing like a kicky shawl.
These things are going to kill Doran. Stop putting jackets on them.
Look.
So I want to give you inspiration for concussing yourself. Thank you.
What the fuck is going on here? I'm going to cast 7 spells and then come clean after someone else doesn't get fucking inspiration out of it. That's great. Look at me, guys. I'm being selfless.
Everything's coming up, Nurse All. Dice Shame. This is season 2, episode 51, Rock Along.
MVP this week is Tambles804, who downloaded the entire feed of Dice Shame to keep him company while traveling in Mongolia. Thanks for bringing us along with you, Tambles.
Fan Expo is right around the corner, and Harlan and I will be there. On Saturday, August 26th, we'll be hosting a fan meetup. So if you're in the Greater Toronto Area and you're interested in attending, you can get all the details from our Discord. Hope to see you there!
Hope to see you there!
All right, should we play some D&D?
Yeah, let's do it.
D Deep in Deadstone Cleft, our heroes are still locked in battle against the stone giant threat. Mari has used her druid powers to help tip the scales. Two more spider turns. What do we got?
Vernda is going to attack the one that's restrained in front of Crab Doran.
Awesome.
And rolled a 25 on that to hit.
You do.
Can you roll me a constitution?
Natural 20.
Nice.
All right. So that is 14 points of damage anyways.
Nice.
Taking a big bite, and I'll have Vother do the same thing to the same giant. That's a dirty 20 to hit.
Nice.
Absolutely.
One more con save.
13.
Ooh.
He still save, but he still has to take 9 points of damage.
Egg salad.
He'll just stay there then and stand there and look menacing as they all surround this one guy, and the other dude, I assume, is staring at Mari just like, I'll get you soon.
Mm-hmm. Red, it's your turn.
Red was watching the attacks of these spiders. Did the giants seem to react differently when they bit them? I want to see if I can roll insight or maybe even giant intelligence to see if the type of damage changed.
That's a great, great, great idea. Roll perception with advantage because it's your favorite enemy.
Because I was watching, and I want to know. That's going to be an 18.
Seems like the giant's stony skin is resistant to some of this physical damage.
Mm-hmm. Can we use magic then, you think?
Bingo.
They seem resistant to some of the damage!
Red, I can use some help out here.
Red turns to the one looking at Mari and says, Mari, watch out! And I'm going to try to cast a banishing arrow on that guy.
Okay.
So he needs to make me a charisma saving throw.
All right. 11.
Yeah. Red fires an arrow at the giant as it's pursuing Mari. He says, I got your back, buddy. Don't worry. And the arrow sings across the bubbling, broiling pool and hits him in the thigh. And for a second, the giant turns its head towards me and then... It's completely out of existence as I have banished this thing for one round.
Hey.
Awesome.
Get out of here, buddy. Cool. Okay. And for my second attack, I'm going to turn to the one that's restrained and I am going to fire at it.
Mm-hmm.
22 to hit.
Yes.
And that's going to be 24 damage.
Nice.
And Red turns to Marion and says, get as much distance as you can.
I'm trying.
And Red will back up. Probably against the wall to the far back, because he can shoot from pretty damn far away. And that's my turn.
Pretty damn far away, if you ask me.
So the giant is going to come back into existence on your turn next round, is that correct?
At the end of its next turn, the target reappears.
Crab Doran.
Yeah, Crab Doran's like... You know what a crab would say.
It's a giant crab.
Huge giant crab. So the giant crab's going to attack this giant right in front of him. Is the giant still restrained?
It is, yes.
Okay. So I'm rolling advantage.
You are.
Because he's restrained.
Correct. Yep.
I remembered.
Nice.
Alrighty. And that's going to be a 29 to hit.
Whoa.
Nice.
Yep, you do.
Is that a crit?
High number, good.
Make that a 24.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Oh.
24 to
high
hit.
High number, not as good.
Medium.
Yeah. I just don't know how to spell. Add.
Yep. Having a number crisis over there.
I don't know how do thing.
Dice shame goes to kindergarten.
Crayons, yay!
It's a race to the bottom with the Alexes tonight.
That's right. How much damage you do?
38 bludgeoning damage.
You're kidding me. You rolled 4d10 and you got 38?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
38 bludgeoning damage and the target is grappled.
Heck yeah.
And it's a DC 14.
Marvelous. Well done. He's super grappled. He can't do anything about it.
Because I have an idea and you can let me know. I want to pick him up and throw him into the mud.
We'll talk about that on your next turn.
Okay.
The crabs can breathe under liquid. You might just be able to drag them in there, which could be fucking cool too. Like if you can't throw them, you could also just pull them.
I'd like to try and throw them just for the visuals, you know, like this.
This was like magical mud though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like I wonder if it helps them.
The suffocation wouldn't be a problem, but the ever getting out again would.
I also like the idea that like D goes in and we're like, we finally saved Doran, and he just walks in as a crab. Oh.
And then
as a crab too big for us to lift.
Oh, like, so
he's a suicidal crab.
Do you guys think that this is just as dangerous for giants, the mud?
I don't know. Part of me says it would be weird to think that they would keep an active hazard in their lair.
Says every volcano lair villain in the...
Yeah, but who's in the volcano lairs? It's always fire-breathing dragons and stuff.
Every time.
Always. Jack, it's your turn.
Jack pulls out Dazan's wand.
It's his favorite.
And a dagger of fire covers over the edge of it. And he brings it back and, using some of the forms that Doran has taught him, takes a couple of slashes through the air, and a bolt of fire lights from that one of those slashes, trying to hit this restrained and grappled giant.
You burned all of his binding. Oh, no.
Oh, he's no.
Jack, why?
And a critical hit.
Hey.
Nice. Wow. We're just like... Oh. Really rolling well.
For 13 damage, because that was not my best.
That's okay. You got a crit. That's allowed.
Jack goes to take cover behind the wall to the east, sort of down this tunnel, out of the sight line of these giants.
Perfect.
I love that.
Excellent.
Right. Fire off a shot and then behind cover.
Jack Page special.
Run and hide.
It's called staying alive, guys. All right, it's the giant's turn. Very similarly to how the previous giant acted before he disappeared, this giant begins to cast a spell, and he starts to move quickly.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Come on.
Ugly.
Almost like he's taking multiple turns in a row. First, he's going to try to break out of these restraints of the webbing, so he'll make a strength check. Natural 20.
Oh, no.
Shockingly, that doesn't let them out. Too bad.
Unfortunately, no. These spider webs are made out of some kind of diamonds. No, he sheds them like a snake sheds an old skin.
Gross.
But in like super fast motion. Then he is going to try to break your grapple, Crab Doran.
Right.
Yeah, handily with a 23. I escape your grapple. What's he going to do with his last?
Does that mean he uses up his next three turns in one?
Mm-mm.
So he still gets our other turns.
It's called cheating.
It's called doing the fuck I
it's
feel
called
like.
I'm the DM and I can make up the rules however the fuck I want.
They are cheating. It's true.
Yeah. She's like, what are you going to do about it?
And I want to.
Like leave? Walk out of the game?
Guess what? You can't. Because if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Yeah. And then the giant disappears into the floor.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
However, this is now considered the end of the giant's turn, and you guys are not devoid of targets, because this giant that Red banished into the plane of eternal fire or wherever
of non-racism
the fuck he ended up comes back. He's here now.
When the stone giant was in there, all he saw was a floating melon with an arrow in it. Just like, that's a callback to episode 44 of season 2.
Yeah, that's good. He like eats it like an hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah, he's just eating the... Yeah, he like, eats it like an hors d'oeuvre. He picks the end of the arrow and just takes it like a...
Oh, I love watermelons on a skewer.
I do love the idea that he comes back and he's like partly eating. He's like... just looking around.
Wipes watermelon off.
Yeah, that's canon. That's canon.
Yeah.
Mari, it's your turn.
Mari, seeing the one that had been banished for a bit and is now back... and is definitely locked eyes with her. It's giving a look. It's not knowing. It's just very angry. She's going to cast Guiding Bolt on the visible giant. The one who did not sink into the floor like a cheap coward.
Nice.
You have to go back to see the Guidance Counselor. Guidance Bolt.
24 to hit.
That hits.
17 damage.
Nice.
Well done.
Radiating across this thing like a beautiful, sparkly... jacket.
Whoa.
It's like a little shrug that's now across it.
What the fuck? Red sees that and he's like, what are you doing? What is a jacket doing flying? What is that?
He's wearing like a kicky shawl now. It's beautiful.
What the fuck? These things are going to kill Doran. Stop putting jackets on them.
Like it hurts, but it's...
And she's going to keep running. Just away. Bravely running away because fuck that.
Brave Samari. Dear Mari.
He's all lit up. Good job, Mari.
Excellent.
Harlan, I think it's probably not worth it to give the spiders. I'd rather it be you doing the damage than the spiders, because they're just going to do like chip damage.
Did they recharge?
One of them recharged. Vother has.
Great.
The other two are just sort of pawing at their butts.
This never happens. I'm so embarrassed. My web is not shooting.
All right, so Mari communicates with the spiders, and while Viner and Varnda are unable to do anything, Vother rears back and fires web at the lone standing giant. And that is a 16 to hit.
With advantage, ooh, right? With advantage, right?
So that is a 19 to hit.
Yes!
Oh, man. Thank goodness he's your advantage.
Hey! I rolled an 11 and then a 14. Oh, God. Oh, good. Safe.
Excellent. So one of your spiders whose web recharges shoots... sticks this stone giant to the ground, and then what happens?
And then Varnda runs over and goes to bite the stone giant that's restrained. I rolled a 13. That's with advantage.
Okay, bad job.
Yep. So it just sort of stands there and kind of gums at it. Doesn't do much.
Mm-hmm. Why does that turn me on?
Hope this doesn't awaken anything in me. And then, yeah, they're just hanging out now. They're waiting for what to do next.
Red, it's your turn.
All right. Red pulls back and fires at this guy with advantage because he's restrained. Great job, Mari.
Aha. Ba-ba.
It's going to be a 21.
Beautiful.
32 damage.
Wow.
Hey, great job.
Light him up.
Serious.
And Red pulls back and fires again. Suck on this, you stony prick.
Suck on prick, you stony this.
Thanks, Doran Crab Doran.
Doran can't talk.
That was Alex.
But he can. But I heard all what he said through a knowing crab look.
The beady eyes is look across.
Ever? Would it have been any different if he wasn't a crab? 18 to hit.
Yes.
25 damage.
Excellent. You're not moving?
Nah, you know what? Fuck it. I'll stay there. But I do still have Pass the Trace active, so because the water walk is not concentration.
Yes. You guys are making a lot of noise in this cavern, to be clear.
Yeah, but stone giants make a lot of noise all the time. They're so loud when they snore.
I mean, you're like...
They should be called snore giants.
You're straight up yelling at each other about what to do and...
Totally. And totally.
Take that, stone giant.
Through knowing looks, primarily.
What do you mean it's not a stealth mission?
Not anymore. All right, Crab Doran, what do you do?
Crab Doran runs. He does the crab walk. 30 feet. And action surge. He's going to use his claw.
The claw!
All right, roll the hit.
And I've got advantage on this, right?
You certainly do.
Didn't need it because I rolled two 19s.
Nice.
That's a 28 to hit.
But those are crits.
They're not because Doran... has that because of Orc Splitter.
You don't have it attached to Orc Splitter. You have it attached to Doran as your character.
The fighter.
Right.
So, yes, you still crit.
You're
on a 19.
You're indomitable. All
right. Okay, so now I'm going to roll the damage dice twice.
That's fucking awesome. So well you roll what? Done. 8D...
8d10.
8d10.
Oh my god. It's fucking bananas.
Keep score here.
8d10 is like more than a fireball. It's insane.
I know.
Wow.
So... what I rolled, and then I just got to add 5.
Huge.
Spicy crab ball.
Giant crab, yeah, he's going to get
spicy crab balls?
This party started.
Oh, God, now I want sushi.
That's what I said.
All right, my attack ends up with 53 points of damage.
Whoa!
Bludgeoning damage. And you are grappled again.
Wow.
Could you imagine he rolled 8 ones? It's just like, I do 13 damage.
My huge giant crab claw is grappling you, giant, like a big piece of sushi that I'm about to eat.
Oh my god, I want sushi so bad.
I know. Mari, for a moment, she's watching this happen, and she has already been thrown to the ground once, and she touches the back of her head, and normally where you would feel sort of like that normal kind of dampness that just she sort of lives with, she feels a wetness, but it's blood. She's like split the back of her head where she had landed, and in that moment, everything falters, and Crab Doran's still there, but the spiders drop away. They return back into tiny little just normal spiders, and they skitter away. And what I'm trying to say is I realize that I can't be doing two concentration spells at once. Oh no. So
cheater! I'm putting you in dice jail.
Yeah, put me in the dunce hat and stick me in the corner.
Take away inspiration.
Oh. Well, no. You know what? Good of you for at least realizing it and coming forward, because we could have just kept playing.
Thanks for being honest.
Good job for being honest and realizing it yourself, Nirsal. That's a really that's a big move right there.
Well, you know what? Actually, I did like the way that you described that. So I want to give you inspiration for concussing yourself.
What the fuck is going on here? I'm going to cast 7 spells and then come clean after someone else doesn't get fucking inspiration out of me. That's great. Look at me, guys. I'm being selfless.
Everything's coming up, Nirsal.
Good inspirational cheating.
Very excellent job, I'd say.
All right. Well, okay. Well, then we'll just get rid of these spiders and we'll play it forward. What do they say in golf?
Thank you.
Play ball?
Play through.
Play through.
Caddy shots.
There's a shit in the pool of mud. Everyone get out.
Oh, no.
All right. So, Doran, that's your turn. Our spider friends are gone forever.
Right. Okay. So, I'm staying as the crab and the spiders are. Well. Okay.
Rock and roll.
Question then, is the guy still restrained?
No, the webbing disappears as Mari's brain falls out of her ears.
But he's still grappled. He's still grappled, yeah.
He's still grappled. You got that going for you.
So I got that going for me.
We did just mention Caddyshack, so.
So you're just pretty good. Got that going for me.
All right, Rob, what does Jack do? Jack Page of Waterdeep, Noodle Arms.
Jack Page steps out from this hallway, still in one hand, the Dazan's Wand trailing fire and the Spellguard Sphere in the other, which starts to ring and hum and burst with noise and tries to destroy a little bit of this giant's brain. If he could make me a saving throw, a wisdom one.
Wisdom.
So wise.
Cracked die.
So not wise.
10.
Well, he takes 20 necrotic damage as his brain starts to drip from
his ears. Chihuahua! Okay. This giant doesn't have long for the world.
My brain is mush.
And you going to hop back? Hop back into cover? What do you want
to
do?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to hug the wall as much as he can. He doesn't quite have enough movement to go all the way back into the thing. But he's a naturalist at heart, and so is still quite enamored with these carved walls.
And with those real dull colors that you're wearing, you know, you blend right into the rock.
That's a dig on Jack's fashion sense.
Well, no, I'm saying I think he's probably dressed vibrantly.
I've long believed that his fashion sense is in his head like whoomp, but in reality like womp.
Oh, I definitely he thinks somebody else
think Jack is a dapper dresser.
Yeah. Exactly. But the way that like the guys in college would go, "M'lady," and like walk by.
No.
I'm the dapper dresser.
No, I don't.
So Jack's got like a jingle fedora on?
No, I don't.
Exactly. When he tips it goes like
to be fair, I've never actually seen Jack Page with my own two eyes. I don't know what he's wearing.
Neither have I.
Really? You guys haven't seen him this whole time?
You're totally missing
I've
out.
I've only seen artists' episodes. Interpretation.
It's a figment of my imagination.
He's wearing a big floppy hat.
All right, it's the giant's turns. Unfortunately for our dapper friend Jack Page, this stone giant pulls itself out of the floor directly in front of him.
Oh my lord.
Jack, please make a dexterity saving throw.
22. Holy crap.
Oh!
Nice.
Jack, well
by the
done.
Hammer of Moradin.
Doran thinks.
Because he's a crab who doesn't
clacker,
have a mouth.
Clacker, clacker.
The creature reaches out towards you with this huge hand, Jack, and tries to grab you.
Whoa, nope, no thanks.
That's not consensual.
You just dance out of the way. Well done. That was an important save to make.
Yep, that'd have been in the soup.
Wow. You dodged, eh?
And I would have debated using my spell. Oh, but it's such a high level.
For Doran, maybe.
Yeah, for Doran, stop the show. Let's go save Doran. I get it. We all got to work together to get him out of there, but I'll just sink like a stone.
Weighing resources here. The other giant begins to move quickly. It's going to make an escape check, trying to get out of the crab's grappling claws.
crab apple in.
And easily succeeds with a dirty 20.
That's not good.
Well, and then he's going to move out at Mari.
Wow.
Yep. He gets right up on you, Mari, and he has one more action, and he's going to use that to smack you with a great club a couple times.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't like where this is going. Remember when I said I thought I was going to die?
Not a great roll. 14.
So shockingly, I think that may be the first thing to not hit me.
Yay!
See?
Yay for Mari!
Because you've got the weird crab armor, don't you? Maybe these things are just allergic to crab.
I only have an AC of 15. So.
I rolled a natural one.
Oh!
Shame, shame.
Yeah, she barely misses that first one. And then the second one, he just like pokes himself in the eyeball.
It's like you're trying to get into like a double dutch. Like you see the giant coming at you and you know he's moving really fast and you just like fucking math it out and dodge out of the way.
And the giant's like, crab armor? Whoa, I just saw a crab. Whoa, I'm so confused for a second.
Concussion Murray's doing great.
Just enough that he's so perplexed.
Jack Page and Mari Mann, good dodging this round.
Clutch.
Well done.
Yes. Is that your last name, Mari Mann?
Mian.
Mian.
Sorry.
Mian. Mian.
Mari Mian.
Mari, it's your turn.
Jekyll and Page.
You've been despidered.
Despidered. But still standing, shockingly.
For a bit.
Better than you ever did.
Oh, boy.
You can never know what it's like to turn Dorne into a giant crab.
I'm still crabbing.
I think. I guess I'm just going to.
Can he move if he's grappled?
He broke your grapple.
He did? I didn't hear that. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. Everything's working so fast that Alex's brain is just now catching up.
Chug.
Mari, somehow dodging this guy, sort of nimbly steps around, and then even though she's pretty concussed at this point, spins around and swings out with her staff. And that is a dirty 20.
Nice.
Absolutely. Hit. And that's 10 points of damage.
Well,
nice.
And then I'm also going
noise. 10 points of damage.
Why are you standing so close to me?
Don't stand.
So yeah, she instead just shakes it off and squares up and tries to look cool, but she mostly looks like someone who's fallen down a whole bunch.
Shake it off.
Excellent. All right. Standing brave against the onslaught, Mari. Red, it's your turn.
Red pulls back his arrow and fires at the back of this one's head. The one in front of Mari.
Oh, 17.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nice.
17 hits.
Oh, 17. Oh, 17.
30 damage.
Red, what does it look like when you kill this giant?
Red steps out, seeing Mari beneath this stone giant, and he sees in Mari's eye this moment of, like, toughness. He sees her look up to this giant, and yet he knows Mari well enough to see the fear. So he kind of whistles on the wind, and the giant turns its head for a second, and he says, "Smile, big boy," and he lets the arrow go, and it sings through the air cleanly straight through the stone giant's eye and pushes out the back of his head, and he falls over with a glorious thump that shakes the earth. And without missing a beat, he spins on his heels and fires at the one in front of Jack.
Awesome. I'm giving you inspiration for that inspired description.
Excellent.
I'm going to use my inspiration on attacking this guy. I want to make sure I hit.
Do it.
21.
Yeah, hey. You hit.
Nice shot. You get inspiration for that.
Thank you.
You hit?
I'll be creative again.
Anytime you hit, you just get inspiration. That's my game. It's called D&D Easy Version.
Doesn't seem
26
fair,
damage.
Nice.
As the arrow sings through the air, it goes over the bubbling, broiling, muddy pit. It pops a large, growing bubble, and with it singes right into the back of the stone giant's left butt cheek. The giant lets out a massive as it reaches down and paws at the arrow and pulls it out, breaking it, but the magic has already leaked into his buttock.
And he's farting in the process.
I'm giving you inspiration back because between those two hits, I don't even have to do anything. I can just sit back and relax.
Yes. Thank you. I accept.
Doran. Crab Doran. Everyone's favorite crustacean. It's your turn.
I am out of reach, but I can use twice my movement again to get up close to him, and I don't have anything I can do, but at least I may be able to just offer this giant another target that isn't
squishy.
Jack Page, my very good friend and adventuring mate. Can I get experience for that? An inspiration for that?
Not this time, Doran. I'm sorry. Excellent. Okay. This giant crab skitters across the stony ground.
Yeah, he's like, ticka, ticka, ticka.
Jack looks up at this giant and says, "Where's the Thane? Tell us that, we might spare your life, but there's a whole pile of dead giants in this room."
Ooh, I like it. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, if there was like if I was trying to squish a rat in the corner of the garage and it started talking to me, I'd probably listen.
Well, that's because you're not used to rats talking.
What the fuck?
They talk? Oh my god. No wonder we're xenophobes.
This giant almost does a little bit of a slow double take. It's got its club raised up to smash you into a bloody pulp, and it utters, "You'll never reach her."
Her? You've already told us. You already told us more than you thought you would.
Na 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 boo boo.
That's where you're wrong, I say, and I hold up the Spellguard sphere, and that wound that Red left with the arrow starts to fester even more. Can I have a wisdom saving throw, please?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a festering wound.
Nasty. Four.
Nice.
5 necrotic damage. I think I'm just going to futilely press against this thing with my mind and try to push it towards the ooze. It could roll a 1. What are the chances?
Is this strength strength check?
It is a strength saving throw. Yes.
Oh, saving throw.
So it's probably pretty good at this.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
Oh, oh shit.
It's like he puts his hand out and Jack's like flailing, just like he's just holding his forehead, just like.
Well, I did my best.
Jack, you're staring at this giant's club as it comes down on your face. 27 to hit you.
It does.
15 bludgeoning damage.
Ow!
He's going to go again.
Yeah, I know.
He might miss.
So yeah, there's a big crab behind him, but sure, the squishy little mouthy guy,
Geek
I get
the
it.
Mage, my friend. These are not stupid creatures. 22 to hit.
22 hits, yeah.
They're racist, therefore they're stupid.
Exactly.
19 bludgeoning damage.
Ow!
You're not dead, are you?
No, I'm at 31.
Okay,
out of 65.
Good. That's not too bad.
No, I was sort of gambling that we're going to get a break after this, but that's going to be tricky.
Mari, it's your turn.
She sees Jack over there facing down this giant who just swings this club in cartoon style, sort of crushes him part into the ground, like a Bugs Bunny thing. Not that she knows what that is. She's just vaguely aware.
You're very aware of bunnies.
She saw it in a play once.
Yeah, she saw it in a play once.
Wow, we watch a lot of plays for someone as uncultured as us.
I'm from Waterdeep.
Oh my god. Fuck, help me, Doran.
Look, just because your casters are huge nerds.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I rolled a 25, so.
Nice.
Whoa.
Okay, cool. How much damage?
18 points of damage.
Awesome.
Nice. So,
and now he's
good
lit
job.
Up.
Light him up. So.
Light him up. All lit up.
Light him up.
Just in time for Red's turn.
Red, finish him off.
I'll do you one better. I'll finish. Oh, did you say finish him off?
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. All right. I'm glad we're in agreement.
Okay, then I'll do that. I'm going to use my inspiration.
Hey, nice.
We already have advantage because Guiding Bolt.
No, he's going to use it.
Oh, my God. Fine, Jack. I totally forgot. Thank you. 21 to hit.
Absolutely.
Nice. Thank God. Thank Morden.
29 damage.
Whoa, huge.
Good stuff.
Is the Guiding Bolt just the first hit, right?
That's right.
Red looks him up and down. How bloody does he look?
Yeah, he's got stone blood streaming out from all these arrow wounds and crab claw bits.
Red pulls back one more time, and I'm going to attack again.
This time with my inspiration. Because Guiding Bolt only lasts on the first attack, I think.
That's correct.
I didn't need it, but I'm glad I did. 19 to hit.
Yes.
Come on, buddy.
Ooh, max damage.
27 damage.
The roar. The stone giant falls and shakes the floor of this cavern. You have dispatched the final enemy.
Go back to where you came from. Wait, that's xenophobic. Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Casey, D.S., Dippity, Elizabeth H., Haley, Harper the Marks, Heather Nichols, Indian Thrifty, Jekyll, J.D., Joy Robinson, Jory, K.R., K.M., Cade, Kirsten Wolf, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Leader J., Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Loon, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Melissa, Merlin, Sam C., Regan, Ren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, S-Ray 96, Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, and Zach House. Woo!
The giant crab, like, starts picking away and eating at it. Like crabs do. They're like this.
They do that. Cool. Good job, guys.
Dang it. Dying it. Dying it.
I think there's something scared the dog because she's currently hiding underneath my chair right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is it me? I said dang it too loud.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.